これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。回答をマークする時間は設問ごとにありますので、その都度回答用紙にマークしてください。回答時間の途中や最後にまとめて転記してはいけません。また、回答時間中に音量はいつでも調節できます。では、始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number one.
When should we have the orientation meeting? Tuesday?
Tom is away till Thursday.
Okay, let's have it the day after he gets back.
Listen again.
When should we have the orientation meeting? Tuesday?
Tom is away till Thursday.
Okay, let's have it the day after he gets back.
Question number two.
Can you take this jacket to the cleaners?
Sure, but it looks clean.
No, look.There's a stain on the front of the sleeve.
Listen again.
Can you take this jacket to the cleaners?
Sure, but it looks clean.
No, look. There's a stain on the front of the sleeve.
Question number three. Betty, where are the car keys?
Aren't they on my desk?
No.
Oh, I remember. They're in the top right drawer.
Not there.
Are you sure? Check again.
Oh, you're right. Listen again.Betty, where are the car keys?
Aren't they on my desk?
No.
Oh, I remember. They're in the top right drawer.
Not there.
Are you sure? Check again.
Oh, you're right. Question number four.
John...Did you hear that the average for our last math test was 17 out of 20?
Really? That's high. My score is 2 points below average. Listen again.
John, did you hear that the average for our last math test was 17 out of 20?
Really? That's high.My score is 2 points below average. Question number five. What should we play with the exchange students this weekend? Softball or soccer?
Well, it's supposed to rain.
Then how about ping pong or basketball?
I wouldn't choose ping pong. We'll lose.
Listen again. What should we play with the exchange students this weekend? Softball or soccer?
Well, it's supposed to rain.
Then how about ping pong or basketball?
I wouldn't choose ping pong. We'll lose.
Question number six.
How should I arrange the message on the wedding cake?
Write the couple's names above and the date below the word congratulations. Listen again.
How should I arrange the message on the wedding cake?
Write the couple's names above and the date below the word congratulations.
これで第1問は終わりです。8ページを開いてください。第2問。第2問は問い7から問い13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 7.
Hi, I'm home. Has the game started yet?
No, it won't start for another 10 minutes.
Listen again.
Hi, I'm home. Has the game started yet?
No.It won't start for another 10 minutes.
Question number 8.
Do you want to go surfing tomorrow? The waves should be good.
Sure, but let's go early before it gets too crowded.
Listen again.
Do you want to go surfing tomorrow? The waves should be good.
Sure, but let's go early before it gets too crowded.
Question number 9.
I tried calling you several times last week.But you never seem to be at home.
Oh, recently I've been working late every night.
Listen again.
I tried calling you several times last week, but you never seem to be at home.
Oh, recently I've been working late every night.
Question number 10.
Do you need some help?
Yes, I'm looking for a tie for my husband.
Well, what about something like this?
Listen again.
Do you need some help?
Yes, I'm looking for a tie for my husband.
Well, what about something like this?
Question number 11.
Hello, could I speak to Ms. Yamada, please?
I'm sorry, she's out at the moment.
When do you expect her to return?
Listen again.
Hello, could I speak to Ms. Yamada, please?
I'm sorry, she's out at the moment.
When do you expect her to return?
Question number 12.
Hello, Jennifer. This is Dan. Are you coming to the party tomorrow?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Should I bring anything?
Nothing in particular. But don't be late, okay?
Listen again.
Hello, Jennifer. This is Dan. Are you coming to the party tomorrow?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Should I bring anything?
Nothing in particular. But don't be late, okay?
Question number 13.
What's wrong, Ellen? You're slowing down.
I feel tired. I think I'll just walk the rest of the way.
Come on, you can do it. Just 1 mile to go.
Listen again.
What's wrong, Ellen? You're slowing down.
I feel tired. I think I'll just walk the rest of the way.
Come on, you can do it. Just 1 mile to go.
これで第2問は終わりです。10ページを開いてください。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A は問い14から問い16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 14.
So, do you have any interesting plans for summer vacation, Natalie?
Not yet. I probably won't go anywhere. How about you?
Well, I'm going to visit my grandparents in Kanazawa. After that, we're going to take a family trip to the Noto Peninsula.
Listen again.
So, do you have any interesting plans for summer vacation, Natalie?
Not yet. I probably won't go anywhere. How about you?
Well, I'm going to visit my grandparents in Kanazawa. After that, we're going to take a family trip to the Noto Peninsula.
Question number 15.
Where's the cat? I hope she didn't go outside again. Last time she jumped over the fence. We found her inside the neighbor's garden, remember?
Yeah, but first check the table by the bedroom window. She likes to sit there and look outside.
I'll check. You're right. Here she is.
Listen again.
Where's the cat? I hope she didn't go outside again. Last time she jumped over the fence. We found her inside the neighbor's garden, remember?
Yeah, but first check the table by the bedroom window. She likes to sit there and look outside.
I'll check. You're right. Here she is.
Question number 16.
Mom, can I go skateboarding now?
You have to finish your homework and clean your room first.
Well, I did my homework, and I told Daisuke I'd meet him at 2.
How about your room? Start now, and you can still make it.
Okay.
Listen again.
Mom, can I go skateboarding now?
You have to finish your homework and clean your room first.
Well, I did my homework, and I told Daisuke I'd meet him at 2.
How about your room? Start now, and you can still make it.
Okay.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。11ページを見てください。第3問 B は問17から問19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問いに対する答えとして最も適切なものを6つの選択肢、1から6のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19. What are you going to give Grandma for her birthday, Alice?
I'm thinking of a pair of shoes.
Oh, your parents are going to give her a new pair. Didn't you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't. How about Aunt Judy? Do you have any idea what she'll give Grandma this year, Bob? Last year, I bought Grandma a sweater, and Aunt Judy gave her one just like it.
This year, Aunt Judy's going to give her a handbag. She's making it herself. And I'll buy some CDs. Grandma's just bought a new CD player. She loves piano music, you know.
Well, then I'll probably get her a pair of slippers. She really needs some new ones.
That sounds perfect. Oh, and my mom will give her some flowers and bake a cake as usual. Listen again. What are you going to give Grandma for her birthday, Alice?
I'm thinking of a pair of shoes.
Oh, your parents are going to give her a new pair. Didn't you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't. How about Aunt Judy? Do you have any idea what she'll give Grandma this year, Bob? Last year, I bought Grandma a sweater, and Aunt Judy gave her one just like it.
This year, Aunt Judy's going to give her a handbag. She's making it herself. And I'll buy some CDs. Grandma's just bought a new CD player. She loves piano music, you know.
Well, then I'll probably get her a pair of slippers. She really needs some new ones.
That sounds perfect. Oh, and my mom will give her some flowers and bake a cake as usual.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。12ページを開いてください。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問20から問22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 20.
And now for the ski report. If you're planning on skiing this weekend, here's what you can expect. If you're going to Richmond Mountain, you will find nice powder snow, but it will be cloudy and windy. In Washington Valley, excellent snow conditions and sunny skies await you.Spruce Valley will be closed because of high winds. At Vincent Mountain, the weather will be sunny and clear, but the snow is sticky after all the rain they had last week. Wherever you go, drive carefully and enjoy skiing.
Listen again.
And now for the ski report. If you're planning on skiing this weekend, here's what you can expect. If you're going to Richmond Mountain, you will find nice powder snow, but it will be cloudy and windy. In Washington Valley, excellent snow conditions and sunny skies await you. Spruce Valley will be closed because of high winds. At Vincent Mountain, the weather will be sunny and clear, but the snow is sticky after all the rain they had last week. Wherever you go, drive carefully and enjoy skiing.
Question number 21.
Attention, please. Due to technical problems, train 342, the Sunshine Express, scheduled to depart from Platform 5 for Miami at 10 o'clock, has been canceled. If you have already purchased a ticket for train 342, please go to the service counter for a cash refund or ticket exchange. Passengers without tickets should go to the ticket window to purchase tickets for the next available train.
Listen again.
Attention, please. Due to technical problems, Train 342, the Sunshine Express, scheduled to depart from Platform 5 for Miami at 10 o'clock, has been canceled. If you have already purchased a ticket for Train 342, please go to the service counter for a cash refund or ticket exchange. Passengers without tickets should go to the ticket window to purchase tickets for the next available train.
Question number 22. Hi, everybody. Here we are, bright and early, ready to join 2,000 people in the Greenview Holiday Marathon. The race will start in 25 minutes. We all have to go to our starting positions right away. Everybody in our group is registered and has a color-coded number, right? Only pre-registered runners with numbers are allowed to participate. So, be sure your number patches are in full view. Remember, there are 5 starting zones. You have to go to the color-coded zone that matches the color of your number patch. Let's get out there and do our best. Listen again. Hi, everybody. Here we are, bright and early, ready to join 2,000 people in the Greenview Holiday Marathon. The race will start in 25 minutes. We all have to go to our starting positions right away. Everybody in our group is registered and has a color-coded number, right? Only pre-registered runners with numbers are allowed to participate. So, be sure your number patches are in full view. Remember, there are 5 starting zones. You have to go to the color-coded zone that matches the color of your number patch. Let's get out there and do our best.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Our guest on this evening's show is Elsa Baker, a woman who has just come back from a 3-year trip around the world. She visited 5 continents and even managed to pick up a few foreign languages along the way. She spent 9 months traveling the length of South America by bus and traveled all over Europe and Russia by train. What makes Elsa different from your ordinary tourist, however, is that she was 83 years old when she started out on her trip. After her husband passed away 4 years ago, she sold her house, bought a backpack and a number of travel books, and took off. She told us earlier that she felt if she didn't go then, she would never have another chance to follow her lifelong dream, to travel abroad. Tonight, we will hear about some of her many adventures, riding on a camel in the Indian desert, hiking in the Himalayas, and boating down the Amazon River. How did she do it? How did she manage? What are Elsa's future travel plans? Tune in at 7 o'clock and find out on tonight's edition of Adventure Travel.
Listen again.
Our guest on this evening's show is Elsa Baker, a woman who has just come back from a 3-year trip around the world. She visited 5 continents and even managed to pick up a few foreign languages along the way. She spent 9 months traveling the length of South America by bus and traveled all over Europe and Russia by train. What makes Elsa different from your ordinary tourist, however, is that she was 83 years old when she started out on her trip. After her husband passed away 4 years ago, she sold her house, bought a backpack and a number of travel books, and took off. She told us earlier that she felt if she didn't go then, she would never have another chance to follow her lifelong dream, to travel abroad. Tonight, we will hear about some of her many adventures, riding on a camel in the Indian desert, hiking in the Himalayas, and boating down the Amazon River. How did she do it? How did she manage? What are Elsa's future travel plans? Tune in at 7 o'clock and find out on tonight's edition of Adventure Travel.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答をやめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。ではイヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。